Chapter 13. Mr. Mason is attacked. I woke up in the middle of the night to hear someone shouting. I jumped out of bed. It came from the top floor. What was happening? Then I heard the sounds of two people fighting.
Help! 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 Won't anyone help me?
Yelled a man's voice.
Rochester! Rochester, for God's sake!
All the ladies and gentlemen woke up and opened their doors. What's happening? Are there murderers in the house? Where's Rochester? They cried.
Here I am,
said Rochester, coming down the stairs.
It's all right. Don't be afraid, ladies. A servant has had a bad dream, that's all, and started shouting. There's nothing to worry about. Please go back to sleep.
These words seemed to calm everyone, so they went back to bed. But I knew that I had heard two people fighting. I dressed and waited in my room in case Mr. Rochester needed me. Soon, Thornfield Hall was quiet again. Then I heard someone outside my door.
Are you awake, Jane?
Said Mr. Rochester. Yes, sir, and dressed.
Good. I need your help. Bring a clean cloth with you.
Quickly and quietly, we went up to the top floor. Mr. Rochester opened one of the small black doors.
Does the sight of blood frighten you?
He asked. I don't think so, I said. We walked into a large, dark room with curtains hung on the walls. On one of the walls, a curtain was pushed back. I saw a secret door that led into another room. From inside the room, I heard angry-sounding noises. They sounded like an animal's, but also like a human's.